ever since this started. You know, this I was originally arrested in 2011. Since then, I've lost my business. I was a firearms dealer and I was a pest controller, so the police took all my guns. I lost my reputation. I lost my home. The family back home, they were victimized. Once all this hit the press in April, you know, my sister, people wouldn't look her in the eye in the local shop. They put her change on the counter. You know, there was situations where people wouldn't look my mother in the eye. You know, people who have known her all her life, have known me all my life, would ignore her in the street, which was, you know, absolutely disgusting on something like that.
And how do you feel now? Is it relief, anger?
I've got anger now, you know, because at the end of the day, this girl has stood up, she's perjured herself in court, she's made all these allegations, she's sullied my name, she's sullied my family name, and she's walked away with it. You know, at the end of the day, she gets no punishment. And I've actually heard today that even though I've been found not guilty, she might still be in line for £2,000 compensation because of her trauma, having to go to court and stand and tell lies about me.
Do you feel, even though you've been found not guilty, you've been cleared of all charges, do you still feel now that you still have to defend yourself? Your reputation's been ruined.
Well, this is why what I've done now, I've been in contact with all the press. Like, I've contacted yourselves, I've contacted the Derry Journal, the Donegal papers, the English papers that have read, that run the story in April. And I'm giving everybody an opportunity to speak to me, do an interview. You know, it's the only thing that I've got left now. You know, all I can do now is tell everybody my story. People that have known me have stood by me. You know, I've got family here in England. The family have been brilliant. Friends, they've been absolutely amazing. I've got a sister back in St. John's. She was brilliant. My mother was... You know, the only thing I've got left now is really tell my story and people to say, right, Martin Begley is an innocent man.
And do you feel almost that your life has been ruined by this?
Well, like I said earlier on, I've lost everything. You know, I've lost my reputation, I've lost my job, I've lost my guns, I've lost my home. You know, I'm having to start from scratch. I walked out of prison last Tuesday morning with £11.18 in my pocket. That's what I've got in the world, is £11.18. You know, I'm going to have to start rebuilding. I'm 47 year old. Everything I had for the last 47 years has gone just by simple lies. These girls that stand up and make these accusations, and boys that do it at the same time, they don't realise how much they ruin people's lives. You know, one simple accusation, doesn't matter who it is, somebody could walk into somebody's house and say, well, I was at my friend's house, her dad touched me. You know, it's as simple as that. And that whole family's life can be ruined by one lie like that. And this is what people don't understand. What they've got to do in England, I'm not sure what it's like back home, but in England, there's a culture of compensation. And these girls make these accusations. If they get a guilty, they can claim thousands upon thousands of pounds of compensation. You know, they need to cut away with that. Get rid of the compensation. That'll get rid of the false allegations, because there is people out there who are being abused, who are terrified to come forward. And these kind of cases don't help whenever the ones that are doing the accusing are proved to be liars. Because they'll find them, they'll sit at home and they'll think, I can't go and tell anybody because so-and-so couldn't prove it last week. I don't want to be tired with the same brush.